It's okay to murder Christians is the message in Nigeria. The new year brings developments in China, and you can help orphans learn about Christ. It's all coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 2014 ended in both celebration and violence. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs.
There was an attack in sort of the eastern part of Nigeria. Allegedly, a group of Fulani Muslim herdsmen came into a village, attacked a Christian village, burned the church, burned the home of the pastor, and killed 10 people in the village.
Sadly, it's just another day in Nigeria. The mindset that it's okay to murder Christians with zero consequences is spreading throughout Nigeria. Now, most of us have no idea what it's like to live in a place where attacks like these are normal. Voice of the Martyrs is trying to help.
We are working in northern Nigeria every single day, helping churches that are burned to rebuild, helping the families of those who have been killed. There are numerous widows in Nigeria that Voice of the Martyrs is helping directly.
Pray for God to change the hearts of the Muslim extremists and herdsmen. Next, the president and CEO of Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, just came back from helping refugees in Lebanon. Many women are being forced into prostitution, and families are living in homes made of scrap metal. GAIN's helping by providing food, clothing, and an education. Several ministries connected with GAIN are telling refugees about the gospel. They're providing Discovery Bible studies and showing the Jesus film. Want to help out? Visit our website. This is Mission Network News. When you think of unreached people groups, you probably don't think of North America. But Send International does, and they're reaching the 60-70 window from Alaska to Greenland. Send's Warren Jansen.
We just recently, just in the last couple of months here, have made a connection in northern Canada, and 23 new villages have opened up to us, an opportunity to place people in it and bring the gospel to these villages that have no witness, that are in desperate need.
These are native North Americans, Eskimo or Inuit peoples. While this is great news, Jansen says they need people.
We are maxed out, and we are looking for new people to come and join that effort. They can bring their current skill, or they can join a team and develop some skills in order to, again, be the presence and bring the message of Jesus to those communities.
I'm sure you're interested in more information. Get it at missionnetworknews.org and click on the story link. Meanwhile, one group is celebrating the new year by connecting churches in China with churches in the West. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says their January team is laying groundwork for a new leadership training program.
We have, as a ministry, been able to develop some pretty wonderful networks within China who are opening up to us and sharing with us their heart.
Along with distributing Bibles later this month, a small Bibles for China team is meeting with national church leaders. They're going to discuss who needs and wants leadership training and how to implement it.
As you kind of peel back the layers of what's needed, it really opens doors of opportunity for the churches that are looking to touch and make a difference.
Would you ask the Lord if He wants you to join their efforts? Then take action by connecting with Bibles for China through a link at our website. And there are at least 153 million kids worldwide that are orphans. A student who's a partner with Orphan Outreach says she saw kids in Guatemala living in unclean places and didn't have much water. The ministry helped by providing supplies and support, but their main focus was sharing the gospel. Afterwards, the kids seemed to have more hope, knowing they had even greater things coming. You can help orphans like this learn about Jesus by going on an Orphan Outreach trip. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep tracking your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture prayer calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.